The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Reading a little of St. John of the Cross this morning, he says this: "Nothing is obtained from God except by love." And he goes on, "When God is loved, he very readily answers the requests of his lover." My brothers and sisters, why does our Lord say, "I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill the law and the prophets"? What does he mean by that? What is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets? It is love. Love one another as I have loved you. Which is why he can say not, "Thou shalt not kill," but "You shouldn't even be angry with your brother." I'm not telling you not only you shouldn't commit adultery, but don't even have lust in your heart for another. No longer an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but love your enemy. He came for the perfection of love, which is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. And my brothers and sisters, what is a quality of love? The more you love someone, the more you are attentive to the little things. And you know this on a natural level, right? You think of a marriage, right? Married couples, they're not thankful to their spouse for things they ought to be doing, right? You don't say, "Oh my gosh, it means the world to me that you remembered our anniversary." It's like, no, you'd be in trouble if you didn't. Right? It's not, "Oh, I'm so glad you came to our kids' graduation." No, that's just expected, right? You don't thank them for the big things. But what means so much in a marriage? "Honey, you took out the trash. Oh my gosh, you did the dishes. Right? You put the toilet seat down. Oh, thank you so much." Right? It's the little things that mean so much, because they're an expression of love. The more you love, the more you're attentive to the small things. And it's the same with our Lord Jesus Christ. So what does he say? "Whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven." He doesn't say if you don't do the small things, you're not going to get to heaven. He says, if you don't do the small things, you're going to be the least in heaven, because it means you're not a great lover. Those who do the little things and teach others to do so are going to be the greatest, but because it means you have tremendous love. Which is why our Lord could say to St. Faustina, "The little infidelities of specially chosen souls wound me most painfully." Or why Mother Teresa could say, "There are many people who can do the big things, but there are so few who are willing to do the small." May we be those who are attentive to the least matters in our relationships of love, especially with our Lord.